magic passed on to me by my mother, combined with the thought that one day I would grow well and strong enough to take my revenge upon Redwall, kept me alive better than herbs. I stayed alive to wreak vengeance upon those who had caused this injury to me, to make them weep bitter tears for my pain.
With a quick movement, Slagar donned his hood and fastened the drawstring.
You lie!
Matameo protested.
The creatures of Redwall would never hold or imprison an innocent creature who'd harmed nobody. Our infirmary is for the sick, not for captives. You've not mentioned my father. What harm has he ever done to you?
The Slybon leapt up, kicking Matameo hard.
Silence! Who are you to dare talk to me? I am Slagor the Cruel. My revenge is against all Redwall, and your father is the very symbol of all it stands for. He will learn the meaning of pain. Not a bodily pain, as I have suffered. No, this will be a far more worrying agony. The loss of his one and only son. Halftail, take this slave back and chain him with the others.
As Matameo was led away, Slagar called after him.
Tell your friend the squirrel that you have talked with the son of Sela.
The young mouse's friends had not slept. They lay half in and half out of the pelting rain, miserably wondering where Matameo had been taken. Suddenly, Orma nudged Tim, pointing to the two figures that materialised out of the downpour. They breathed a sigh of relief, seeing it was Matameo with one of the guards. Halftail pushed him aside roughly as he linked the young mouse back onto the running chain.
Move over, you lot, make space here, your little pal's back.
They wriggled back as far under the bushes as they could. It was a bit drier there. Tim, Tess, Orma and Sam listened intently as Matameo related Slagar's story. When he had finished, Sam gave them the real version of what had happened.
I remember what took place. Tim and Tess wouldn't. They were only tiny infants, and you weren't even born then, but I was a season and a half old. Though I couldn't talk much, I could see and hear well enough. If that fox is the son of Sela, then his name is Chicken Hound, or at least it was then. He and his mother were traitors. Posing as healers, they acted as spies for the rats, but they tried selling information to both sides. Like all traitors, they were discovered. The rats speared him and his mother and left them in a ditch. Sela died, but Chicken Hound was only wounded. He dragged himself to Redwall, so we took him in and cared for him. He repaid our hospitality by stealing a sackful of the brothers and sisters' possessions and murdering old Methuselah, our recorder. Chickenhound ran away and was never heard of again. Until now.
Matameo lay back in the damp grass.
What a pity that the snake didn't finish him off. He's still a sly fox, but completely insane. The snake poison and his desire for revenge have twisted his mind until he actually believes his own story and really thinks he is in the right.
Three Claws poked his ugly head under the bushes at them.
Oi, get to sleep in there and no talking, or I'll lay a cane across your backs.
Tiny streams leapt and gurgled. Rivers overran their banks. The rain poured relentlessly down on mossflower woods, rattling off the leaves, slopping in the undergrowth, spattering summer flowers until they bent their heads under the weight of water. Beneath the shrubbery between the oak and the beech trees, the young prisoners chained on the slave line slept fitfully, knowing that in a short time they would be brutally roused and forced to march again. Mid-afternoon found Matthias, Basil and Jess still striking east into Mossflower. They were constantly finding evidence that the cart had travelled in this direction, such as crushed leaves, broken branches and bruised bark. But Matthias noticed that Basil did not look too pleased with the situation.
What's the matter, Basil? We're on the right trail, aren't we?
The lanky hare poured rainwater out of his left ear, shaking his head.
Oh, we're on some sort of trail, old mousemate. But there's quite a few things I'm not happy about, don't you know? One is this infernal rain. I was built for dry, sunny flatlands, not great sobbing forests. Then there's this cart. There's supposed to be a band of slavers with at least 3 captives, though I'd say a bunch more if they'd been out robbing young'uns. Doesn't it strike you as peculiar that there are very few paw tracks about? We've only seen the odd one, or maybe 2 at the most. Now, they can't all travel in the cart, 'cause there's nothing to pull it except themselves. Got me? And if they were pulling it and walking alongside it, there'd be a lot more tracks of paw prints, mud churned up and so on.